Contra dancing is a long-standing New Hampshire tradition, but I've never actually been to a dance before. That is until this week's radio field trip. A crowd of dozens of people fill the tiny town hall in Nelson, New Hampshire. I can tell right away most of the people at tonight's Contra dance are not newcomers like me.
Well, I'm not really sure what's going on. I'm studying the dance and trying to figure out the pattern.
The dancers show off their moves as they weave around each other, skillfully switching partners and forming intricate sequences across the dance floor.
We don't have a post office. We do not have a general store. We do not have a gas station, but we do have a Contra dance every single Monday night of the year.
Linda Sieverts is a caller for the weekly dances, and she's been Contra dancing for over 50 years. But she says the tradition here in Nelson began over 200 years ago.
Starting by about 1850, people were saying, oh, isn't it wonderful? We do the dances our grandparents did, which of course is what we say now. So there was this nostalgia for the dance. Really, by the time of the second or third generation that was doing it in this region.
And it sure seems like that nostalgia continues today. She tells me some of the dances were choreographed back when that first generation began. They've got names like the Chorus Jig or the Money Musk. But no matter the dance, the caller is the one who leads them through.
Get ready for that left hand stop.
What makes a good caller?
Timing is the most important thing. Can you call on the beat of the music so that there's no ambiguity on the part of the dancers about when to do the next move?
Fiddler Roger Treat travels 40 minutes from Putney, Vermont every week to play for the dancers, and he's been coming since 1980.
It's a good community, you know. Even if you don't know everybody's name, you kind of sort of know everybody just from coming here week to week.
Roger says what makes this dance different from others across the state is it welcomes visiting musicians.
Part of it's a friendly atmosphere, you know. New callers will come and musicians, if someone's visiting, you know, their competent player will give them a chance to play a dance, which doesn't happen at other dances.
I'm actually a bit surprised to see so many young people who are also participating. There's a good mix of people of different ages on the dance floor. 29-year-old Michelle Russell from Hancock says she used to tag along with her high school friends to different dances around the state, but she didn't really love it at first.
So you say you weren't enamored with it to begin with. What changed your mind?
I don't know. I guess coming to Nelson and just feeling this really kind of lively community and other young people who liked to dance too, and I don't know, something just shifted.
And Michelle has continued to come back to Nelson for almost a decade now.
Yeah, it's one of the really fun parts of the week. To come here and dance and be surrounded by lively people who are smiling and enjoying themselves.
I'm pretty sure I'd break down the whole line if I got in there. I think I would be a domino effect. I would stumble and pull everybody down with me.
Maybe I'll give it a try next time. You can visit nhpr.org/fieldtrips to see pictures of our trip to Nelson. While you're there, let us know where you'd like us to go. And tune into Morning Edition next Wednesday as we go dog sledding in Jefferson. That's right, dog sledding in the springtime. Radio Field Trips is produced by Mary McIntyre, and this is Morning Edition on NHPR.